Martin, I suppose it's the time of the year where everybody has a real focus on the jumps horses, and from your own point of view, are your own team getting ready and upping the ante a little bit?
Yeah, we're waiting on a bit of soft ground for a few of them. Longhouse Poet had a nice run around Punchestown over fences. Probably ground probably isn't soft enough for him, or wasn't soft enough for him there, but we're looking forward to seeing him out in Nace now on the 21st. And City Island had a setback when he was out for his summer break, and he's back in work, and we're hoping to get him out around Christmas or just after it, with a view to going back for the Stairs Hurdle.
Just concentrating on him, just things didn't pan out over fences for him last season, and it's great to have that option to flick him back over hurdles.
It is, yeah, but equally it wouldn't bother me to put him back over fences either. But we've decided to stick to hurdles anyway at the moment, and he's fine, he's in good shape.
And is Christmas time an objective for him with a view to the better races in the spring?
It is, yeah. Christmas, or maybe he mightn't just make Christmas, but soon after that anyway, because he's a spring or a good ground horse, so you wouldn't be giving him too much hardship in real heavy ground, because he's proven that the better the ground, the better he is, you know.
And do you think that he's retained all of the ability that he had when he won the Ballymore?
Yeah, he seems to have he's a lovely character, lovely enthusiastic horse, loves his daily routine and work, and he's like a fella, like if you were going away on holidays, he's a fella you want to bring with you anyway, because he's steady away, and you never worry about him doing anything silly, he just does what he has to do.
And Longhouse Boat placed twice in Grade 1 company last season over hurdles. A satisfactory first run over fences behind latest exhibition. And one would have thought that he'd improve significantly for that.
Yeah, I'm hoping he will. He jumped probably better at home schooling than he did. He jumped well enough in Punchestown. The race was a little bit up and down, and he was up and down sort of in the early part of it. But he ran well and just missed the third last when it was important to stay in touch. And he was still on their heels jumping the second last, so I was quite happy. Hopefully he can come on from that, and when you get into real winter ground, I think that's when you'll see the best of him.
And based on his hurdles form, you would have thought that if he progresses away over fences that he could develop into a proper graded horse over fences and those good staying novice chases?
Yeah, he would. I suppose to compete at the top level in those chases, you'd nearly want to be a 160 horse. So, you know, I suppose it remains to be seen if he's that. He'll be going out with that in mind. We're just going to have to find out where his level is anyway.
And you raised me up, a very solid performer. I suppose there's a real big one in him over hurdles at some stage. And is it the plan to keep him over hurdles, or will you send him over fences?
No, we'll keep him over hurdles. I'll probably enter him for the handicap hurl, that good 2 mile handicap hurl at Fairy House at the end of the month. If not, then wherever he gets a bit of nice ground, you're bound to get it in Leopardstown anyway. He'll be out in one of those, and with the view to maybe turning up in the county hurl again. We'll stick to hurdles with him anyway for the moment.
Is it a case of gearing his campaign around the spring?
It is, really, yeah. Like he won his maiden hurl there now in Listowel, so we're very happy with him since. I'd say he's probably a stronger horse this year than he's ever been. According to the weighing scales, he is anyway. I'm really looking forward to him. Like, he's a real good, tough, hard knocking horse.
And a few more there, Buddy Rich, Abraham, horses like that coming along.
Yeah, Abraham is a nice summer horse, even though he didn't really get summer ground this year, and he still happened to win two races. I think he's gone to his level over hurdles now, where he needs to go chase and see can he do anything. So before I give him a break there, I'm going to see how he, while he's fit, we might as well run him over fences and see how he gets on. But he'd probably be a spring summer horse again, to be seen at his best.
And Buddy Rich?
Buddy Rich had a nice run over hurdles there, in a goodish maiden hurl there in Punchestown a few weeks ago. So he's going to run on the 24th in Punchestown again.
Any big aspirations for him?
I'd say when he goes chasing, he's a fine big horse over 17 hands. Whatever he wins over hurdles will be a bonus, but I think he could be a much nicer horse over fences.
And Arctic Pearl, the possibility that he could go cross country?
Doing a bit of schooling with him at the moment. Peter Maher is adding the magic to him there, see how what he makes of him. So he hasn't given me any bad news yet anyway, so we're looking forward to seeing what he'll do.
And again, there's so many opportunities for those horses if they take to the to that discipline, because, and there's plenty of prize money as well for them.
There is, yeah, and he's a horse I always felt had a lot of hidden ability that maybe we didn't see it every day. We expected to, we're hoping that maybe a whole change of scene with Banks and all sorts of jumps might bring out the best in him.
And Lonesome Boatman?
Lonesome Boatman, he's one of a few nice stores we got last year, and he'll be probably one of the first of them out. I am hoping to give him a run over hurdles there this side of Christmas, maybe the end of this month, and if he shows enough, then we might aim him for a bumper.
I always view you as a trainer who, you don't want big numbers, you want to concentrate on the quality horses that you have. But if you were in the transfer market and you wanted to possibly try and get one into your yard, as you know, just from the point of view of having a bit of sport with them, if there was one horse that you wanted to get into the yard, what would it be?
Oh, I'd say Envoy Allen. I get goosebumps every time I watch him. I was very small when horse called Arkle was around, but he just gives me the vibes that if ever there's a horse to get anywhere close to achieve what he did, he could be the one, and he's in good safe pair of hands for that.
And what is it that sets him apart?
I don't know, he's just approach, his athleticism for such a big horse. When he goes down to those fences, like, it doesn't matter what way he's going to meet him, he's just going to adapt and be athletic and quick the far side of him. He's just a beautiful horse to watch.
And do you want to stick your colours to the mast and maybe say, this is my horse for the season from my yard?
Oh, my horse for the season from my yard, probably Longhouse Poet. Look, I've been looking forward to seeing him go over fences. Like, whatever he achieved over hurdles was good, but I feel he's capable of better over fences.
And Martin, if there was one horse in the country that you'd love to train, which obviously you can't, what would it be and why?
Without too much hesitation, Envoy Allen. He just seems to tick all the boxes. Lovely to watch, very elastic over his jumps, and he just looks the real deal. Like, since I was a kid growing up, I would have seen Arkle, just barely remember seeing him, but I suppose I've seen a lot of good horses in the meantime, but I think, and he is in the right hands, I think he could go right to the top and continue there for a long time.
Because at the back of it all, we're all racing fans, and people who train and own horses and go racing, we want to see these good horses. And I suppose with the size and the scope that he has, he was always going to be a better chaser. And the fact that he had a relatively light spring that might stand to him, he didn't have hard races in Aintree or Punchestown or anywhere else, but to me he was faultless now in Down Royal.
He was. Look, at when he gets to a horse of his ability, you can pick out your number of races, whether it's 3 or 4 or 5. So he doesn't have to be killed. Horse of his ability, he just does it that easy. So therefore he'll be heading for all those good tracks and good races, and hopefully he'll justify all the faith that's in him.